And joining us live from Capitol Hill, as he does each week this same time, CBS News congressional correspondent Scott McFarland. Scott, good afternoon. Let's start with the controversy surrounding Elon Musk's lottery.
Yeah, this is $1 million a day giveaway to people who sign his petition that he says is about the First and Second Amendment. There is concern that to sign this petition, you have to be a registered voter, and federal law prohibits people from paying others to register to vote or to vote in an election. So the Department of Justice tells CBS News they have been asked by a group of former Republican appointees at the Justice Department to investigate whether all of this is legal. The Department of Justice won't comment anymore beyond that. They won't comment on whether they have an open investigation, but it's quite clear this is raising some level of concerns that there is money being offered to people who have confirmed they've registered to vote.
And Scott, I understand records will be released regarding that incident at Arlington involving former President Trump, who says he was there at the request of the families.
Yeah, you'll recall that happened in August. There was a physical confrontation alleged between some member of Team Trump and some employee of Arlington National Cemetery. There has been no report released by the Pentagon or the police department that works at Arlington National Cemetery. So some watchdog groups have sued under the Freedom of Information Act to get released what actually happened that day. A judge has sided with the watchdog groups and set a deadline, saying things need to be released by this Friday. We may get some insight as to what went down in August.
And for the second time in a week, Vice President Harris is back in our area. She's in Delaware County today. What is the Harris campaign planning in the coming days?
Well, first of all, let me have sour grapes here because I was not assigned this, and I would prefer to be in Delaware County in all circumstances than here in Washington. That notwithstanding, clearly there's a focus on those counties that have been inundated with ads, mailers, and door knocks, and it's going to be particularly focused upon over the last 12 days. Delaware County, Bucks County, Chester County, everybody we talked to from both sides says that's the epicenter of the home stretch, and I think if you're getting a little fatigued with all the campaigning, just bear with it for two more weeks.
All right, my friend. We would have loved to have had you in our area, so hopefully sometime soon. Thank you so much.
Go Birds.